I speak to you in the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. As we come near the end of our Christian year, we come to the ending of the consecutive reading this year of St. Matthew's Gospel. Next Sunday will be the last feast day of the year, the reign of Christ, or Christ the King, the patronal festival of this cathedral church. But throughout the year, Sunday by Sunday, we've been meditating on St. Matthew's Gospel. Except when we've had to take a pause for the great feast of Christmas, with its preparation of Advent, then Christmastide, and Easter, with its preparation of Lent, then Easter season, with the great feasts of Ascension and Pentecost, with its summation of that part of the year in the Trinity. But about the middle of the year, we celebrated what the fullness of God had done for this world. That was what the celebration of the Feast of the Holy Trinity was about. All who God is and what God has done for our world. And next week, we will celebrate what God's desire is in the world with the Feast of the Reign of Christ. Who God is and what is the church. That's the way this year has been broken up. Today, our gospel addresses that very second question. What does it mean to be the church? Our reading from St. Matthew 25 is part of Christ's description to his disciples about what the kingdom of heaven is. It's very much the part of his last teaching before journeying to Jerusalem to be crucified. And what he's saying is a distillation of what he has been teaching and doing for 3 years. You can see why it's most fitting that we hear this today, on a day when it is so near the end of this 1 year of reflecting on the gospel, and now meditating near the end of the year, what is the kingdom of heaven we are meant to be in? To his disciples, Jesus gives this parable. He gives a few parables, but this is the final one, and the one for us today. The kingdom of heaven, it is like a master who, going away, entrusts his property to his slaves. Or to put it in more contemporary language, it is like an owner who, going away, entrusts tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to his workers, to his staff. And the parable continues to describe what may happen with the trust given, the investment handed over that the owner has placed. Near the end of this year, this parable first causes us to ask, what has been entrusted with us this year? What is the investment we carry this year? Not others. What has been given to us this year? What has been given to you this year? This past year, we were reminded that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We were reminded of this at Christmas, when we remembered in his incarnation that God came to be with us, to know us from the inside out. And we were reminded of it again with a different lens in his passion and crucifixion. What have we done with this love we were reminded to know? We were reminded of that life We were reminded that life comes out of death and chaos, Easter. That every part of us, body, soul, and spirit, is to be drawn, taken into God, the ascension. We were reminded that all of our life is surrounded, penetrated by, living in, moving in, having our being in the Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit, Pentecost. What have we done with these expressions of love to us, these expressions of love for us that we have been reminded of all year? Time and space were made for us to recollect, enter into those very images of love. Things have been entrusted. What have we done? And two, what have of the opportunities that we've been given as we've gone about our daily work, our daily living? Opportunities for us to love the world God so loves, to see others made as we are in the image of God. Did the virtue of patience grow in us that day in the checkout line when the person in front of us fumbled in placing their items in the bag and then had to talk about it? An explanation at length to the cashier just about how their day was going and then looking at us to try and connect, wanting us to know their day was a bad day? Did we know when they looked at us? Did we see them as one made in the image of God, like we are? Or did we just see the other? The patience that God has for us, has invested in us, did it grow that day? Or was it supplanted by anger? The parable goes on to describe what two of the workers did and that investments can grow. And what one did out of fear and took what he was given and buried it. He hid it. And the point of the parable simply is that the kingdom of heaven is God providing for us, is God providing for his world through us, for this world he so loves, so that more of this love is known. And what the kingdom of heaven is not is taking what you've been given and hiding it and hoarding it and burying it. A kingdom of love will grow by loving. A kingdom of patience will grow by being patient. A kingdom of truth and justice will grow by our actions of justice. The kingdom of heaven will grow in all of these things and more. And the lack of these actions, a lack of these intentions, these spiritual disciplines, is not the kingdom of heaven. The worker who buried themselves, their talents, their love, the actions are worthless in supporting the kingdom of heaven. And while we may find it harsh that at the end of the parable, the master throws that servant into outer darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth, we might better understand that that servant, in fact, gets what they want. To take their goodness and bury it in darkness. anything buried is dark. That servant who buried it, who held on to it, who would not share it with anyone. This is the covering of oneself into aloneness, where pain gnashes and tears come. I think many of us know those times, where things are covered and joy and life, joy and real living stagnate. We have a word for this in English. It comes from the German. But we have a word when all is covered and nothing is recognizable. Nothing can be clearly seen. When we are there, our English word for that is hell. As we come to the end of this Christian year, we are asked to think on these very things. We are not new at this. We've been given a year to reflect on these very things. What was entrusted to us, to you, this past year? And what has come of it? Have things grown? Have things been buried? And we are called, especially in the coming week, to prepare ourselves for the coming year, to be mindful of the investments which will come to us again, investments that are being made in the spiritual life of ourselves and our community. I pray that you with me, wherever we might find ourselves, in community and in the quietness of walks, dark sitting, that we would be mindful of what God has given us, and whether we share that for the sake of the growth of the kingdom of heaven or not. I pray that our lives would increase the kingdom of heaven. Amen.